It's a friendship between nations that stretches back over 1,000 years, built on a foundation of royal marriages, wine and sabres. As dancers cross the stage, dresses swirl and braided hair swings freely, while Australians with backgrounds from both countries eat and drink together. Polish-Hungarian Friendship Day is celebrated on the 23rd of March, honouring a deep bond between two distinct cultures that don't even share a common border. It's a relationship that means a lot to both countries, so much so that both countries' parliaments unanimously approved an official day to celebrate the friendship in 2007, a show of solidarity seldom seen during normal parliament in either country.
We share a lot of history, not only monarchs, but there were also heroes like Józef Bem, who was fighting for Hungarian independence in 1848.
Beata Larkham is the vice president of Polish Club Sikorski in Perth and says even just the last 200 years tell of a friendship unlike any other.
Second World War also, where we got a lot of aid from Hungarians, and even in 1956, during the Hungarian uprising, the Polish people supplied a lot of medical supplies as well as blood was donated.
That history stretches back to 1077, when Ladislaw I from the Kingdom of Poland was crowned King of Hungary, beginning a long tradition of monarchs with ties to both countries. Similar political systems and a shared interest in the making of wine and sabres developed into a kinship between the nations. The friendship even caused problems for Hitler in World War II when Hungary blocked Nazi forces from travelling through their borders into Poland, saving the Polish government and thousands of lives. When it comes to the relationship between the Hungarian and Polish communities in Australia, the bonds are still close, and over the weekend in Perth, the communities came together to officially celebrate this unique friendship for the first time. But while it may have been the first joint celebration, the dance groups have been close for quite some time, according to Polish Kukuechka troop leader Anna Trajanowski.
It's a fantastic way of us celebrating a relationship that started many, many years ago. Both groups have grown, and we've grown in the way of friendship and the love of each other's cultures. So to be able to celebrate on what is the day of celebrating the great relationship our countries have is just an even better reason to get together and celebrate.
Peter Sackett from the Hungarian dance troupe Keskeno says the friendships always made sense for the groups, with many already knowing each other outside of dancing.
There's a really good friendship between the Polish dance group and the Hungarian dance group. I mean, we've been doing multicultural events together for years, and because they've got that interest, that love for everything that we do that's from Hungary, being able to celebrate that with people that are very like-minded, it's a really rich source of togetherness that they get to be able to celebrate their cultures together.
Even though it's taken a few years to get the celebrations in place in Perth, organisers believe the time was right to bring their communities together. And with cultures and ideals so closely aligned, it might come as no surprise that they even have a common saying about the friendship dating back to the 1600s.
Polish and Hungarians are good two friends. They drink and fight together. And every time a Pole and a Hungarian met, they all love each other on the spot because we know the history.
Henrietta Podgoska is the president of the Hungarian Association of WA and says while it's taken a while to get together for the event, once the time was right, making the decision was easy.
I think it's the personal journey that we all had in Perth made us to come together and say we need to celebrate. It is a time and it's a good opportunity.
While it may not be well known, it's certainly a friendship that connects communities unlike any other. Carl Brown, SBS News.